I want to know why the press wasn't told about this event days before the 2022 election. They had found out that there were classified information in Biden's home days before the 2022 election, and they sat on it. That's what I want to understand. And if you come to my house, you'll find Chick-fil-A bags all over the floor, but you're not going to find any classified information.
Chick-fil-A bags all over the floor at Lindsey Graham's home. I respect his taste in fast food. I question his cleanliness. Well, it's a Thursday here on the Chris Plant Show. Chris is on vacation. My name is Mike Opelka. I am here, your humble fill-in host, trying to get to everything. Yesterday, we had leftovers, and I don't know how that's not going to happen again today with so much on our plate. I just have no idea. There is a gigantic pile of news in front of me, all of it important, I think, all of it vital to our country, all of it also riddled with insane video and audio clips from people that we elected. Well, some of us elected them. And there are updates to stories that we have been monitoring now forever, it seems. I almost don't know where to begin today because there's just so darn much. Nancy Pelosi is in the news on a couple of spots. One of them could cause her severe agita, severe stress and tension, and maybe even financially could cost her. We'll get to that. And then the other one, which could cause her more severe stress and tension, and I don't know if it'll financially cost her, but it's certainly alarming. That was the news yesterday that a San Francisco judge had ruled that the videos, the body cam videos that captured the event following the attack on Paul Pelosi or during the attack on Paul Pelosi in their San Francisco home, the body cam videos must be released. We, the people, have the right to see what happened. The people will finally get to. Now, why should we have to wait so long? It seems like anytime a law enforcement situation happens, like happened in Memphis, where the five police officers who've been fired after the violent arrest and beating of Tyre Nichols, who died, that video will be out quickly. And now the officers are being acted upon quickly, it seems, very swiftly. And the FBI and the DOJ, everybody's involved in this case already. But when it comes to the Paul Pelosi case, there has been a fight to get the actual video released. And it seems like we had the same thing with the Paul Pelosi DUI case. We had to fight legally to get this. Makes you wonder if there's two sets of rules existing in this country. One set for the Pelosi family and everyone who's in politics with a D after their name, and one set for the rest of us. But we'll see. It seems like in the case of this Memphis story, which is a tragic story of a man was killed at the hands of some bad cops, and there's such a tiny percentage of the men and women who, in law enforcement, that CNN and MSNBC are trying to gin up the city. I don't think they're going to be happy until they have riots. Interesting. We'll follow it. We will follow it. Economic news is out there that the economy grew by 2.9% in the last quarter, which they're saying is stronger than expected, but it's also less than we saw in the third quarter of 2022. So is a downward bit of momentum a good sign? We'll find out. The market will tell us today. There are all kinds of business stories out there. By the way, if you were a person who was prescient and last week or 10 days ago said, you know, the Tesla stock looks a little low. It went down to about $102, $107. Tesla's up almost 50% in 10 days. So maybe you were a genius. But it looks like it looks like there is still positive GDP, and there's great concern over our economy, and mostly based on the fact that we're spending ourselves into oblivion. And we'll see if inflation has any lessening. We'll get those numbers. I think they're next week. We get the inflation numbers. We'll see. So many topics to get to. As I said, Pelosi has a couple of stories out there, and we'll dive into those. Yesterday, after the show ended, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. stood up and made the announcement that he was giving a 45th birthday present to the president of Ukraine. The 45-year-old Volodymyr Zelensky was going to get 31 Abrams M1 tanks, courtesy of the United States taxpayers. Not just the tanks, but all of the accoutrement that comes with them. All of the needed spare parts and training, etc. Now, that's obviously good common sense. And Germany is on board, too. And so now Zelensky, who wanted 300 tanks, is going to have somewhere around 80 or 90 tanks, German tanks and American tanks. He's going to have the Leopards from Germany and the Abrams from the United States. And Joe had a couple of stumbles, mumbles, and fumbles when he made the announcement, and we'll share those with you. But many in Congress are asking the question, what's going on here? We thought Congress was granted the right to declare war. Are we declaring war? A German foreign minister yesterday said that Germany had declared war on Russia. Are we involved in a war here? Is this a proxy battle? Or is this, as some of the defense industry have suggested, this is just a test lab for all our new weapons? Are we trying out new technologies on the battlefield? It is kind of disturbing that all of this is going on just by declaration. And Congress, which supposedly has some sway in all of this when we spend money on the military and giving military equipment to a foreign country, should have some advice and counsel or the ability to say, hold on a second here, Joe. What's going on? And then there was the release yesterday, last night around 8 o'clock. There was a new release out of Project Veritas. That's James O'Keefe's group that does undercover journalism. And there was a tape released of someone who we believe is a big wig inside the Pfizer company as it relates to their vaccines and their boosters. And some of the stuff in there is kind of jaw-dropping. But it's also something that I wonder if it's as serious as it sounds, why isn't the mainstream media absolutely standing on tables and screaming about this? Why aren't they pushing to investigate? Is it that just they dislike James O'Keefe so much because his methods bother them, because he does undercover journalism? He does a little bit of a gotcha journalism, hidden camera stuff. Is the truth not the truth? Even though it was gathered in a way you don't necessarily approve of? It may or may not be illegal. I don't think James O'Keefe's been arrested for using the hidden cameras. Now, he did have some trouble with a couple of phone calls, but has he been wrong? Was he right about Planned Parenthood and PBS? I think he was. But this one's a big stinking deal because it raises the question about the ethics involved in Big Pharma. And is Big Pharma out to do good things for humanity? Or does their profit motive outshine that and thus create the opportunity for really bad behavior? The behavior described on this video is more than shocking. And I want to know if it's real. I want to know if there is criminal activity here. And speaking of criminal activity, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, America's favorite laptop writer, the guy who has used laptops to create more entertaining emails and videos than anyone I know. That's right, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has got a couple of stories out there. One of them could be real trouble for Joey. One of them could be the, can I use the term smoking gun? Because I know the left like to use that all the time when they talked about Donald Trump and how they had caught him. Oh, we got the smoking gun on Trump, especially in the Russia collusion story. But I think that Miranda Devine may have noticed something that could, well, let's just call it a smoldering email. It's not a smoking gun. It's a smoldering email. And then there is a second Hunter Biden story, maybe even a third, about Hunter and his cousin. There's a cousin, the one who we had heard about just briefly, the young lady who got caught stealing like $100,000 worth of makeup. I think it was with a stolen credit card. It's hard to spend $100,000 on makeup, isn't it? Somebody tell me. And then she also got caught in a DUI and never seems to be punished for any of these crimes. But there's something related to Hunter, the cousin, and the $49,000 and the credit application and the apartment application. We'll get into it. And then there is some interest from a congressional committee about Hunter and his artwork and who's buying it. And is Hunter's artwork, gee, no one's ever brought this up before, but now that you have Republicans in Congress, is Hunter's artwork being used to launder money to Joe? Who are the people who are the art consumers of this neophyte, this tyro in the art world who suddenly rocketed to fame and asking sky-high prices for his artwork and getting it? And we're not allowed to know who's buying the artwork created allegedly by the son of the sitting president who may or may not have access to or had access to classified documents in the locked garage. Remember, it's the locked garage. I guess it's the Biden's home skiff. We'll get to all of it. And there are even more stories, if you can believe it. By the way, I'm making a declaration today. I'm identifying as non-binary. I just want that to go forward. I'm non-binary. I think there are a few of us out there. Before we take a quick break here, Anna in Baltimore has a question. Anna, welcome to the Chris Plant Show. First caller of the day, what's on your mind?
Thank you very kindly, sir, for taking my call. I listen to you faithfully when you're on. You're a terrific host. But my question is, last night, I don't know, it was in the evening time, my baby sister, I don't have a computer, a smartphone, anything like that, cable TV. She called me up and she was very upset. She heard that there was a Russian ship approximately 800 miles out to sea on the East Coast. Now, there were threats being made about it's carrying nuclear missiles and it only has to be 600 miles from us for that to reach us. What I was wondering, now, she waited about 20 minutes. She was watching Newsmax. I hope it's okay that I stated that.
Sure.
She said that she was so upset because I'm by myself. I'm old, whatever. It upset her immensely. But she said approximately 20 minutes later, nothing else was said about this ship that has snuck into our waters that shouldn't be where it's at, and that Putin's not playing any games. And it's so funny that he did this right after we sent those, we were supposed to be sending those Abrams tanks.
Well, let me, Anna, I'm almost up against the clock here. So let me just update this a little bit. 800 miles is not our waters. You know, the world's pretty big. Oceans are huge. 800 miles is still a problem because it is close enough to launch missiles. And the Russians have been telling us they have hypersonic missiles, which means they travel faster than the speed of sound and we couldn't shoot them down and stuff like that. There are all kinds of ships and subs all around us. But I believe our Navy, which is still the best in the world, The best, without question. The United States Navy and our military knows where those ships are. And I'm sure we're talking to Russia going, what are you doing here? And maybe that's why that story disappeared. The other one that I'm more concerned about is there are a couple of Iranian ships working their way up towards the Panama Canal. I'd like us to keep an eye on those as well. I'm not so much worried about Russia at this point. Plus, Joe Biden made the announcement at noon. You can't just get Russian ships 800 miles off the coast in 10 minutes or so. It takes a long time for those ships to move that far. But we'll be on it. And I will tell you, I have complete faith and confidence in the Navy, the military overall. I just question the Commander-in-Chief. It's Mike Opelka, and again for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And here we are on a Thursday. It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka, my name, in for the vacation. And Chris Plant, who is going to be back Monday. He should be stateside sometime. We've got a tracker on him. We put one of those Apple tags on him. And we had him down at Tierra del Fuego, and he's now en route back to the United States. You know, doing a little touristy things with his other half, his best girl. We'll be regaled with incredible stories. At least that's what I'm told. The discussions today, there are so many different places we can go today. There are so many insane topics today. And I say insane because I truly mean that. Because someone said, you don't really mean insane. Yes, I do. The stuff that is being foisted upon us is truly crazy. You wouldn't believe it. If somebody said, this TV show, oh, that's too unbelievable. We can't handle that. Oh, well, yeah, you can. And you will. It'll be force-fed to you. The clips are coming shortly. We will get to that. But I'm looking at a couple of woke stories because we haven't given out any woke Olympics awards. But there is at least one that needs to go to Creighton University, who is under fire, and that is a word chosen intentionally. Creighton University is now saying, students, you can't use any posters or handouts that you would give to anyone else that contain the image of a gun. So not only are they anti-firearm, they're anti-image of firearm. This is insane. Thank you, The College Fix, for posting so many of these stories. Jonathan Turley also has a breakdown of this Creighton University insanity. Now, this is a school that follows the Catholic Jesuit Ignatius Loyola principles. No pictures of guns. No pictures. It's madness.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant, who should return Monday from his fabulous vacation. So many things to get to today. There's a lot of news going on today. And there's a lot of things that you're going to hear that will just make you shake your head and go, Really? That's actually happening? That's not a TV show? No, because television now is mostly successful shows from the 70s that have been relaunched, but everyone's cast as gay or trans or something. Same show, same idea, same plots. We just changed the gender thing, and everybody goes, wow, that's so innovative. No, it's not. Which is why I don't watch too much network television. I was in a big argument the other day with somebody who apparently liked that show, The Big Bang Theory, which I tried to watch because everybody said, oh, it's so funny. It's on CBS, that Big Bang Theory, that bunch of nerds. And I tuned in, and it's not funny. It's not good. And God bless those people for fleecing CBS for millions and millions of dollars for all those years, but that's not entertaining. And good for them. And I don't get it. If you liked it, I'm sorry. We're not going to have the argument on the radio, though. Yesterday was also the day for Adam Shifty Schiff and Fang Fang's man and the greatest ingrate in Minnesota political history, Ilhan Omar, to vent their spleens about their removal from their committees. Yeah, yeah, the Intel Committee has no room for someone who's been sleeping with a Chinese spy or someone who has been kind of credibly accused, when Mike Pompeo says it, of leaking classified information. That's Mike Pompeo said that yesterday. But when you got Schiff and Swalwell and Omar, and the press is just salivating at the opportunity to hear from them and hear what they have to say, how wounded they are. Ilhan Omar, you know, she really loves this country and our Constitution. I don't think that's actually real, but she was up there trying to score points with the Civics Club.
Republicans have been gunning for our seats and obviously know how effective that we have been.
Now, are you allowed to use gunning? Because that's like a trigger word. See what I did there? Yeah, gunning. They've been gunning for our seats, trying to make it overly dramatic. I don't know what it is about this speech pattern that I find so irritating.
In upholding the Constitution, in defending our democracy, in standing up to extremists, and we will continue to do that work.
Will you? Well, good luck with that. I wish the people of your district, which has been gerrymandered to pretty much protect her from losing an election, but she is so, so irritating. Every time I hear that voice, I'm reminded of that some people did something. Line. But Ilhan Omar is convinced that this move to boot her off a committee, which, you know, they're going to have to vote to get her off. This is not one of those committees that the speaker has power to change. This is one that requires the entire House to vote. And Kevin McCarthy will have a difficult time to get it done. He thinks he can. And I hope he makes the effort. I'm sure they're whipping the votes right now to try and see if they have the bodies. There are a couple of Republicans in the House who said, no, we don't want to do this. We don't want to play this game. I think you do. I really think the way that the GOP was treated by Pelosi and the Democrats for the last couple of years really, really told us that they're not going to play fair. They're going to use every rule they can and take advantage of every advantage they have. And we have to get in the ring and play by the same rules. It's just like we're never going to get rid of mail-in voting now, so we have to mail-in vote too. But Omar, talking about the obvious.
It is about revenge. It's about the appeasing the former president.
Oh, this is about appeasing Donald Trump. Huh. So somebody who makes anti-Semitic statements on a regular basis, you think that's what Ilhan Omar does, as well as Rashida Tlaib. They have an anti-Semitism competition, it seems. And we still have questions about whether or not she married her brother. But if you ask that, you're an Islamophobe, apparently. You're not allowed to ask that. And then there's Eric Swalwell, Fang Fang's man. And will she ever be discovered again? She left the country, just weaseled out of the country after it was discovered years ago. Never to be heard from again. And don't you dare bring it up to him. But Eric Swalwell wants to know that he will not be quiet. They will not be quiet.
We will not be quiet. We're not going away. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands.
All three of us. You could wonder if all three is Omar, Swalwell, and Schiff, or maybe it's Swalwell and another representative of China, maybe a couple representatives of China. Maybe that's what's going on there. Yeah, Mr. Swalwell, Representative Swalwell, had some thoughts on political vengeance as well.
In my case, it's purely political vengeance. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands.
It's not political vengeance. It is playing by the same rules that you people play by. Take the L, Kiko. Take the L and get out of here. And then there's Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is just comedy in a stretched skin suit. His head's starting to look like the full moon to me. And yesterday he was addressing the booting, and he said this.
It was a fundraising gimmick on the one hand, but more seriously, this is Kevin McCarthy's way of getting and keeping the votes he needs to be speaker.
So Kevin McCarthy was fundraising off of this. Kevin McCarthy was using the removal of you, who actually altered documents on more than one occasion, who constantly lied about the Russia hoax about Hunter's laptop, to remove you from a committee, and you're calling it fundraising. I'm old enough to remember when Adam Schiff was pushing the Russia connection and trying to deny the Hunter Biden laptop. That's how old I am.
We know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son.
The false narrative, now completely debunked by everybody who carried water for the Democratic Party, by everybody who shut down, who banned people, shadow banned people, who's shut people up in order to get through not one, but now two elections. But Adam Schiff, and the funniest thing about him talking about colluding with a foreign country is that after this, and calling it a fundraising gimmick, after this, Adam Schiff went to TikTok. Apparently, he's not someone who understands that TikTok is a Chinese connection to your computer. TikTok, which if you have it, I really don't have any respect for you at this time. TikTok should not be on any of your devices. TikTok is a direct link to a giant Chinese server farm that is sucking up all the data on all of your devices. And then AI is going through it to look for stuff that's valuable on many different storylines, on many different ideas and cases. So Adam Schiff went to TikTok yesterday, immediately after being removed from the Intelligence Committee, and delivered this important message. Remember, he's the guy who told us that the removal from the Intelligence Committee was completely based on fundraising.
Just troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this. This is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Yeah, Adam Schiff using TikTok after calling it a fundraising gimmick to be thrown off the committee, saying that he needs you to give him money, to chip in, as they always say. Could you chip in a little bit? It's like back in the 70s when gas prices started going up during the OPEC oil embargo, and we were asking our friends to chip in for gas. Would you chip in a couple of bucks for the gas? Yeah, Adam Schiff using TikTok. It is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, I see the phones are lighting up. Let's do a little lightning round on the phones. As I said, we're going to get to a myriad topics today, including the Project Veritas video that released yesterday regarding Pfizer. We'll talk about Donald Trump's potential return to Facebook and Instagram. There's more on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And what's being referred to online as Hunter's hot cousin. What? Oh, yeah, this just gets crazier and crazier. All right, let's blast through them here and see what's going on. Greg is in St. Joseph, Michigan. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Can I scream at you and call you Mr. Palka? No, just
that would,
kidding.
would be my father.
At any rate, the Pfizer thing with Project Veritas, we have no question that they would do anything for money. Hell, they didn't even bother to test the efficacy of the COVID drugs that they were pumping out. I'm sorry, vaccines. I don't like to call them vaccines because they didn't vaccinate anyone. They're drugs. So they didn't do even a little bit of research into that, and they had no problem. And now we're seeing side effects. What company made Chantix, which was actually a carcinogen trying to help you quit smoking? So, of course, I think maybe you were being, you know, it was a rhetorical question. But, yeah, Pfizer would lie through their teeth, and they are dirty as can be.
Well, there's a terrific book by, full disclosure, my friend Gerald Posner, called Pharma. And it came out during the pandemic. And oddly enough, there's a whole focus on how these big pharma companies came to be so powerful. And it really is a great, it's almost a textbook. It's like 800 pages because there's 250 pages of references and research. But when you look at what's going on here today, just today, the country of England has dropped the vaccine mandate for people under 50. Think about that. The country of England has completely dropped the vaccine mandate for people under 50. No boosters, no vaccinations for COVID required. And last night I had a lengthy discussion with Dr. Michael Roizen of the Cleveland Clinic about vaccine and vaccination damages. And he told me, and if I can find the isolated clip, because it's a long interview, he told me that the particularly odd story here is that most of the damage, most of the heart problems, et cetera, happened to men between the ages of 30 and 50. And so it's interesting that we wake up today and see the country of England has dropped the vaccine mandate for everybody under 50. And then on Monday, we have the New England Journal of Medicine that put out a statement saying, listen, kids don't need vaccines and boosters for COVID. They will get it, and most of them will beat it and develop immunity. So the New England Journal of Medicine has recommended no more boosters for children. This is really interesting and unfolding information that needs to be everywhere, but it's not, because we're trying to separate people and divide them and get the city of Memphis to burn itself down. It's an important story, Greg, and I'm glad you're paying attention. I'm glad everybody's paying attention. And by the way, the mRNA vaccines, which are pretty darn interesting in terms of medical technology. Moderna has plans to have them in our world forever and ever and ever. But I thank you for your question, sir. All right, so many topics to get to, and some crazy ones. I know, what's crazier than Ilhan Omar and Schiff and Swalwell? Oh, believe me, there's a lot, and I'll share it with you. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Welcome back to The Chris Plant Show on this Thursday. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to. And I promised I'll do some more woke stories, because who doesn't like to point a finger and laugh at things that are woke because they're just so ridiculous. Case in point, Murray State University in Kentucky. Murray State University has spent some of their dollars on encouraging students, the LGBTQ or STVU area of the students, to use chest binders. Yeah, chest binders. They want to offer financial assistance to people who want to purchase a chest binder so they can flatten their breasts. Yeah, Murray State University getting a woke Olympics mention for using funding to help someone flatten their chest so they can be, as they call it, more male presenting. They want to be more male presenting. Isn't that cultural appropriation? Isn't that gender appropriation? Can't we call that wrong? Can't we tell them, you can't do this? You're appropriating another gender. After all, that's what drag queens do. They're appropriating a gender they don't have. And if you were to appropriate a culture of another, say, nationality, you'd be called out for it. This is a gigantic waste of time and money, but I'm sure it came out of the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging Department at Murray State University in Kentucky. Good God, we've lost the narrative, haven't we? And then there was this moment that I saw yesterday, a Schadenfreude moment that I saw on the Twitters, which had the exact moment that a Gen Z child learns about taxes and government. Check this out.
No, I seriously think about this every single day, and I'm sorry if I sound stupid. If somebody has $500 and they've already paid taxes on it, and they give it to me, so now just because it goes from them to me, I also have to pay taxes on it, even though they just did. And then not only that, but anytime I spend one of those $500, I'm going to also pay another tax fee on whatever item I'm buying. And then whoever I bought the item from will have to pay taxes on the money they just earned from what I bought.
So the vocal fry irritates me enough, but the awakening is worth the price of admission.
So like if a...
Yes.
So every single dollar... Like, if a dollar is 100 cents, hold on.
She's going to need a minute.
Just forget it.
Yeah, just forget it. And she disconnects. Reminded me of that scene in Raising Arizona when the guy gets out of prison. Nicolas Cage's character gets out of prison, gets a job, and gets his first paycheck and looks at it and sees all the deductions.
Government do take a bite, don't you?
Yes. Welcome to the real world, kids. If we were teaching actual economics instead of chest binding funding, these kids might understand how the economy works. They might understand how capitalism works. But we're not doing that. We're teaching them that, yes, Big Brother will pay for you to wrap your chest so you can be male presenting. It is madness. There's more to come on The Chris Plant Show. It's me, Mike Opelka, here for you while Chris is on holiday.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.